Greeting in Jesus' name to each one of us here. 奉主名问候, 大家主里面平安. And I will share in English and my sister will translate in Mandarin.
下面郑博士来说英文, 我来说中文, 我来翻译.
Let's come before the Lord to quiet ourselves and pray together.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we come before you this moment. Father, we pray that, Lord, you help us to see that you have called us, you mold us, and you equip us for your ministry. Father, help us to see that what we do here is to please you and to also fulfill your will. Father, we just thank you for the rest of the time that we want to commit this time into your hand. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Yes, this morning I would like to share on the theme offering ourselves.
今天早晨我和大家分享的主题就是献上自己。
Now, offering ourselves is not only a calling for us to enter the ministry to serve God.
献上自己呢，不仅仅是意味着蒙神的呼召，进入侍奉的这个工厂。
I believe many of us have been called to come to BSOB to be equipped to serve Him.
我相信大家都是蒙神的呼召 来到 BSOP 装备 以后进入事工。
But often also we need to go further and we can see that it's the first step and a very important step into mission.
但是我们现在要看到 在服事这个领域内 它有更深层次的意义和带领。
And it's the source of our strength within us.
在我们
这是我们生命中力量的源头,
嗯,
that we can able to hold on to the mission, to the ministry, to the very end of our life.
这个是我们力量的源头, 是我们可以坚持我们的侍奉, 一直到最后的, 到一个, 嗯, 终点的一个力量。
And we have already read the Bible text in Chinese and in English just now.
刚才已经有主席和翻译已经为我们读了相关的经文。
So we go on to the sharing.
所以我们下面就是来分享。
Here Paul urges us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
正如保罗说, 将身体献上, 当作活祭。
And we know that this is the really secret of Paul's lasting and faithfulness in proclaiming the gospel to the very end of his life.
这个呢就是保罗之所以能够恒久并且至死忠心传福音的一个秘诀。
No, I talk about missions.
那么我下面就是谈一下这个侍奉。
But when I come to see mission, I can see the things that is very important in mission is how we have offered ourselves to God.
就是在侍奉过程中, 我想说的就是, 我们怎样把自己献给上帝, 献给神。
Paul knew this and Paul want us to know this as well.
保罗呢, 保罗也想让我们熟知, 这个, 熟知怎样献上自己。
Now, here we know that in different scriptures, different versions, they translate differently. In NIV, it translates as a spiritual act of worship. In King James, another version, it translates as a reasonable service.
在这段经文,就是这个经文中有一段, 是在不同的英文版本中翻译出来的那个,翻译是不一样的, 比如说是在NIV, ESV,它的版本是翻译的不一样, 然后那个, King James Version, 它也是不一样的。
Now, worship, but in so often we say we serve God, but why here also it means worship?
我们所说的侍奉就是敬拜，然后它的这个 NIV 版本翻译成 worship 就是敬拜的意思。为什么是这样翻译呢？
I believe when Paul was writing this, he had visualized the very pictures of the early Israelites in the wilderness.
我相信就是保罗在写这封书信的时候，他的那个属灵状态，他是在最初的宣教的一种状态中。
He saw the pictures of the community life of the Israelites in the wilderness.
他看到这个侍奉是要心甘情愿的。
And we know that the center of all the Israelite community is the tabernacle.
Tabernacle.
就是整个他们的生活的中心点呢，就是那个会幕。It's not in the text. So, yeah. So tabernacle is the center of their life, community life.
这个会幕呢，是他们整个以色列生活的一个中心。
All the Israelites came around camping around the tabernacle.
就是以色列就在旧约的时候，以色列他居住的时候，在旷野居住的时候，所有的这个帐篷都是围绕会幕而居的。
And Moses entered the tabernacle to be faced with God, and then after that he also taught.The Israelites from what the Lord have told him.
就是以色列人他敬拜神的时候要通过会幕，然后到圣所去敬拜神，然后神和他们说话。
Now also the tabernacle is where they also offering their sacrifices to God.
就是会幕呢，也是以色列人到这里来和给神献祭的那个地点。
Now we look at the layout of the tabernacles.
我们看这个会幕整个的这个构造。
Within the tabernacles, we can see the courtyard, the holy place, and the most holy place.
我们进入会幕之后，看到有院子、有圣所和至圣所。
And the first part of the tabernacle is the altar of burnt offering.
进入会幕，它第一个。就是最前面的部分，就是祭坛，铜祭坛。
And here the priests will offer their sacrifices to God.
在这里，祭司向上帝烧这个祭物。
Then the priests will wash themselves at the laver, and then they enter the holy place to serve God.
在这里，祭司在洗濯盆里洁净自己，然后进入圣所去见上帝。
So we can see that the offering.At the bronze altar is the first step to worship our God.
所以，就是在铜祭坛这里烧祭物，这是服侍上帝的第一步。
And here Paul says, "Offer your bodies as living sacrifices."
所以保罗在这里说，要把自己献为活祭。
That is a very important step.To come before God.
这个是非常非常的重要的一步，在你见上帝之前，这是最重要的一步。
And also to serve Him.
这也是服侍他最重要的一步。
Now, when a sacrifice was placed on the altar, it was burned by fire.
当你来到祭坛，被祭物在上面焚烧的时候，是被火焚烧。
And the sacrifice became a fragrant sacrifice to God, a pleasing to God.
这个祭物在烧的时候呢，就变成馨香的祭物。
And what left behind was the ashes, which is irreversible.
这个祭物被焚烧之后就变成灰，再也不能够返回去，再也不能够回收。
That means your offering become complete and forever irreversible.
也就是说，当你将自己献上，要完全的献上，而且不可以收回了。
Now, Paul have that in mind.That when we come before God, we want to worship Him, to serve Him, we must get ready to give up ourselves totally before God.
所以在我们到想到神面前服侍他的时候，我们必须将自己完全献上，这样才行。
And whatever passed through the fire becomes holy and pleasing in God's eye as well.
而且将自己献上，或者在旧约在祭坛上献那个烧的祭之后，那么这个祭是蒙上帝喜悦的，是圣洁的。
And to offer your body means also offer everything you have, you do each day to God.
献上自己意味着什么呢？就是说你要每一天把自己的每一件事都交给上帝的手中。
We know that the brown altars must.The fire must keep on 24 hours.
我们知道，在这个铜祭坛上，火24小时，一天24小时是不停的，一直在烧。
Anytime they will offer the offering, it must be done immediately.
就是说你在上面献的祭一定就是要烧尽。
Dear brother and sister, it really, what does it mean to us?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个献祭这个问题是非常非常重要的，对于我们意义重大。
Yes, everything you do is to serve God and be His witness and to proclaim His power in the gospel.
就是说，你做的每一件事，其实都是在服侍上帝、服侍神。而且你做的每一件事都是在向人宣讲他的福音。
Your life each day is a real life sermon to people around you.
其实你每一天的生活都是一篇活生生的讲道。
And this is very important for Christians, especially a person who is ready to serve Him.
这个对于每一个基督徒和每一个服侍神的人是至关重要的。
Many of us probably just live for God on Saturday or on Sunday only.
我们中的很多人可能只是在周末、周六或者周日的时候才为上帝而活。
The other days we live for ourselves.
其他的日子就是为自己而活了。
But Paul said, no, every Christian must live for God each day, each moment.
但是保罗这样说，我们每一个基督徒都应该每一天都为上帝而活，每一刻都为他而活着。
And you want to be a pastor, a missionary, then you also have to ready to live each day for God as well.
如果你想作为一个服侍上帝的传道人，那你每一天也要为他而活。
Now, what really hinders the gospel is not the lack of methods or insufficient planning in the church, but because of many Christians who have never offered themselves as sacrifice.
今天真正妨碍传福音的、广传福音的，不是说是我们对于教会的计划或者方法不足不够，乃是因为我们。其实很多传道人都没有将自己完全献上。
We have to check ourselves.
希望我们每个人都查验自己。
Have we really offered ourselves?
我们是否真正的把自己完全献给神了呢
？Which is irreversible.
是不是再也不收回自己的这个承诺呢
？You cannot take it back any longer.
永远就是跟随他献上自己，而不再收回自己这个承诺。
Now Paul go on, he says, "Do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind."
保罗还说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
We know Paul is so concerned of many Christians who live outwardly like Christian, but yet they are not.
其实保罗非常担心的一个问题就是很多人说自己是基督徒而他却不是以基督徒的方式活着。
And we know that this our pattern will change according to its environment to different times.
我们知道这个效法世界这个词就是说根据外面的世界的环境啊或者各种情况变化而产生变化。
Paul uses a Greek word, schematizestai, this Greek word.
保罗用效法这个词在希腊原文的意思就是说意思是外形的意思。
Yeah, the root word is schema, it means our pattern is constantly changing.
它的字根就是外形的意思表示什么呢表示时时刻刻都在变。
If we look at this word, we look at people and environment,around us, we may be affected by the environment, and we try to be like that.
就是说，我们可以观察一下我们周围的人是不是跟着世界的这个潮流都在不停的发生改变，根据环境而改变。
And he used another Greek word, metamorphosis. It means to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the root word is morphē. It points to the unchanging body or substance of things.
心意改变这个改变呢在希腊原文里它的词根是一个不改变的实体或事物的实质就是说不随环境改变而发生变化。
Paul is more concerned of what is within us.
保罗更非常担心的一个问题就是我们的内在的素质。
We are just an outward Christian or are we a real Christians?
我们是基督徒而我们是 要成为真正的基督徒。
We know today we talk about a lot about nominal Christians in the church.
Nominal Christians.
挂名基督徒。
现在教会里有很多挂名的基督徒。
Now, Paul looked at the church. He saw all this and then he said, well, we have to emphasize more on the life, what is within us.
保罗看到教会的这种状况，然后他非常担心。
Now, a person's outward appearance may change according to his age or the clothes he put on, but his substance remains the same.
一个人呢，可能会按照他的年龄啊，他的衣服，所穿的衣服，使他的外形、外貌做出改变，但是呢，他的实质还是这个人的实质，是不变的。
Like today, you look at other people, we put on nice clothes and look so smart, so beautiful.
今天是我们大家都穿正装，所以看上去都是很帅、很漂亮。
You may surprise say, "Oh, I did not recognize it's you because you put on that good shirt."
你可能会说啊，我都不认识你了，原来你穿的很美，我都认不出是你了。
Or you have a new haircut, and then people say, "Oh, I almost cannot recognize you."
也许你剪了一个新发型，很多人都说你真帅、真漂亮，都差不多都认不出你了。
So our appearance may change from time to time on what we put on, or even according to age we may change.
我们的外形呢，是随着我们穿着的不同，或者年龄随着增长会有改变的。
I was pastoring in the church for many years.
很多年前我是一传道人。
Some of the young people, the children I in my church, they grown up.
很多就是多年前我在那个教会做传道人，我看到当时的一些小孩子、年轻人，现在都已经长成成人了。
Sometimes on the road they met me and they call me pastor.
他们见到我说啊，传道人、牧师。
I say, who are you?
我说你是谁啊？
Oh, I was in the church before. I was in the Sunday school.
啊，我就是原来你所教牧那个教会的一个那个神学主日学的小朋友。
But I can't recognize him anymore.
但是我再也认不出他了。
Because he became a gentleman.
因为他已经变成一个绅士了。
He was totally different from the way I can visualize.
他和以前长得一点都不一样了。
Yes, we change when we grown up.
当我们长大，我们就会改变。
We may change according to an environment.
我们根据环境的变化也会发生改变。
But one thing that cannot change is what is within us.
但是有一点不变的，那就是我们的实质，我们的本质。
Now, Paul is so, he sees it so important that he emphasized a lot that we must not be transformed, but we have to be renewed in our mind, in our spirit.
保罗呢，非常重视这个问题，所以他在这里强调，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
Now, we can learn from the history about the cottage Christians.
我们从迦太基的这个教会的历史也可以看到这个问题。
The cottage Christian was lacking the unchanging substance within themselves when they faced the Islamic army coming.
迦太基教会呢，就是在他面对这个回教徒军队的这个时候呢，他正是缺乏这种内在不变的素质。
From the church history, you know, the cottage in the North Africa was once a stronghold of Christianity.
其实北非的这个迦太基教会呢，曾经是基督教会一个非常重要的据点。
In cottage, the Christianity was booming, Christian population was large, and was so influential in the society before the 7th century.
在迦太基当时的基督教会极其兴旺，基督徒人数众多，而且在社会上都非常有影响力。
Many important theologians came from that land.
许多著名的神学家就是从那里出来的。
Like such as Augustine, Tertullian, Cyprian, and so on.
像奥古斯丁啊、特土良、居普良都是在迦太基的。
But now on the same piece of land, that is the present day's Tunisia and Libya, which you hardly can find a Christian church.
也就是说，过去的迦太基呢，就是现在的突尼西亚和利比亚， 在同一块地点，今天这两个教会其实这两个国家很少能找到一个真正的基督教会。
In these two nations, about 99% are the Muslims.
这两个国家现在99%都是回教徒。
As I look back, I try to figure out why this happened.
我们现在回顾一下为什么会发生这样的事情。
These two countries are where I believe we know them quite well since last year's Arab Spring. Happened.
就是我想大家都非常了解这两个国家，自去年的那个玫瑰革命是吗？
茉莉花。
茉莉花革命是去年因为发生政治变动，有茉莉花革命，所以我想大家都对这两个国家很了解。
Now these two countries, about 99% of the populations are Muslims.
这两个国家99%都是回教徒。
Where were the Christian? Where were the Christian churches?
那么基督徒去哪里了？基督教会的教堂又在哪儿呢？
In AD 698, the whole Christian church was destroyed, demolished by the Muslim army.
就是在公元698年，回教军队入侵，所有的基督教会都已经覆灭。
You know, this has been my questions. I have been asking myself, why?
我经常问自己为什么会发生这样的事情呢？
Just I already told you one of the reasons is because they are lacking the real substance in their life.
正如我刚才所说，原因之一就是他们缺乏基督徒内在的实质和本质。
By name they are Christians, but really they are not.
他们名义上是基督徒，但是实质上已经不是了。
When they were facing the Muslim army, the Islamic army,
当他们面对回教军队时
，Probably under the edge of the sword, they have only two options.
也许在那个刀剑下，他们有两个选择。
Probably the Islamic conquerors give them two options. First, if you denounce your Christian faith, you may live.
回教军队当时。可能给他们两个选择，第一个选择就是，如果你弃绝你的信仰，那么你可以活。
You not only live, but you also may able to retain whatever you have in this world.
如果你要想活的话，那么你就得和这个世界一样。
The other option is you keep on to confess that you are a Christian, keep on to your Christian faith, you may lose your life.
第二个选择就是，如果你坚持自己的信仰，那你就可能丢掉你自己的生命。
And lose everything you have in this world.
你会丢掉这个世界上所有的一切。
Now, which option they will choose?
那么他们选择哪一个呢？
If you're facing the same situation, what will you do?
如果你面临同样的境遇，你会怎么做呢？
To denounce Jesus Christ or to confess Him?
是弃绝耶稣基督，还是继续承认他呢？
Now, what were the response from people?
那么反应是什么呢？
Well, for them, they are just an outward Christian. Of course, they see their life is more important than their faith.
当时他们的反应是什么？他们的选择是什么呢？他们更看重自己的生命，而不是他们的信仰。
Why the church was so weak and Christians were so weak in facing this enemy?
为什么当时的基督徒和基督教会都这么软弱？
I can find there are probably four reasons for it.
我想有四点原因。
In AD 312, Emperor Constantine became a Christian, and Christianity became the so-called official religion of the Roman Empire at the time.
也就是说，在主后312年，君士坦丁大帝他成了基督徒以后，他就把基督教定为国教。
Do you think this is a good move?这是个好的方向吗？
这是件好事还是坏事呢？
Good or no?
不一定。
When the Christianity become the official religion of the Roman Empire,
当基督教成为罗马帝国的国教之后，
it become more institutionalized.
Infusion.
是比较
他们就更加热情对于基督教，他们就
成为一个组织化，很组织化。
他们就对把基督教变成一个组织，有组织的一个信仰。
And everything run accordingly.
然后呢，教会的每一件事呢，都是按照这种组织，按照这种体系去进行。
And everything have to go through meeting and meeting and meeting.
那么天天就是开会开会。
Until last, they see serving God is to keep more meeting in the church.
那最后呢，服侍上帝就变成什么？就是变成在教会不停的开会而已。
They can be very busy in the church. Are they really serving God?
他们在教会这样开会，真的是在服侍上帝吗？
They thought they were.
他们说他们是。
Now, secondly, the overemphasis on the development of theology and doctrine at the time, many talented people were employed on theological studies and engaged in the so-called warfare against the heresy and the cults at that time.
教会第二点原因就是教会呢过于着重神学和教义的发展，教会中有才能的人呢都把时间花在钻研神学而极力反击异端的这个研究中。
And they thought missions and evangelism is just extra or not when many times it's not necessary.
他们当时认为呢宣教和事工都是不必要的，都是小事情。
And also with the political advantage of the church at the time, church had a great influence in the society and attracted many people to become Christians.
当时呢，教会借着罗马帝国的政治优势，在社会中其实有很大的影响，而且吸引了很多人加入到基督教会当中。
They came to the church because they want to have certain advantages.
很多人到教会其实是为了寻求某种优势和利益。
They can go to the good school.好的学校。
他们进入教会是为了进入好的学校。
They can get a good place in the society.
他们在社会中有很好的地位。
That created a lot of so-called nominal Christians at that time.
所以这样的一些状况现象造成了当时很多教会里的基督徒只是挂名基督徒而已。
They are not so interested about mission, but their positions in the church.
他们对服侍上帝根本不感兴趣，他们只是对地位位置感兴趣。
And the fourth reason is, with the monastery system come into existence, many monks and nuns were trained in the mission work.
第三个原因就是，当时的教会是建立了修道院的制度，很多修道士和修女被训练或者差派做宣教的工作。
Many leaders, lay people were not being mobilized in the mission.
很多就是当时社会的这个底层人并没有被鼓励去做宣教士。
They are just simply the audience in the church.
他们只是在教会只是做观众而已。
So, when they face the enemy, they give up.
所以当他们面对敌人的时候，他们就屈服了。
Dear brothers and sisters, in today's church,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，在今天的教会里，
What do you see?
你看到的是什么呢？
Are we fall into the same patterns like the churches in the cottage?
我们在教会看到相同的这个模式了吗？
When the church related more closer to the politics and society, believers slowly lost their visions in missions, and their belief become more like a formality and a skin deep.
当教会渐渐与政治、社会关系越来越亲密的时候，信徒就完全失去了传福音的意向，信仰就变得极其形式化，而且变得肤浅。
Is it the same kind of situation we are facing, the churches facing today?
你们看到今天的教会是不是也有这样的现象呢？
We need to pray for our church.
我们需要为我们的教会祷告。
Pray for our church leaders.
为我们教会的领袖祷告。
Also pray for ourselves.
为我们自己祷告。
We are not just a skin deep Christians.
我们要做真正的基督徒，而不是挂名基督徒。
Here I just let you see some pictures.
下面我给大家看一些图片。
On top were the glorious churches in the past in that land.
这就是当时在那个时期，那个地点它的教会。
But today you went back You go back to the same piece of land, you see only the ruins of the church.
你今天再去那个地方，看到的就是这些，教堂的一些残垣。
Now we ask ourselves, are we ready to see the outcome of our church after 50 years, 100 years is like that?
你现在问问自己，在50年后或者100年后，希望自己的教会也是这样的情景吗
？You don't want your church to fall into this pattern. We need to start something in our church.
如果你不想让自己的教会也变成这个样子，那么我们就需要在教会里做些什么
？We need to listen to what Paul says, offering ourselves as a living sacrifice to God.
那么我们就需要像保罗所敦促我们的那样，我们要把自己完全献上，献给神。
And we should also, be transformed by the renewing of our minds today.
我今天想和大家分享的另一个就是，自己的要活着要根据自己的心意更新。
When we offer our bodies, we are no longer use our ideas and method to do mission or to serve God.
当我们将自己献上之后呢，我们就是说服侍上帝的时候，不是用我们自己的思想和形式。
But we do it from God's view and to see and to think about the mission today.
我们服侍神的时候，要根据神的旨意、神的意愿来做。
So, are we ready?To see the mission that is according to God's view and that is pleasing to God.
我们真的看到我们的那个事工的意向、服事的意向是来自上帝的呼召和上帝的旨意吗
？Do we see the need of people around us?
我们看到我们身边人的需求了吗
？And are we ready to go into the field?
我们我们要进入何场吗
？Let's listen to what Jesus says.
Therefore,
go and make disciples of all nations. And Jesus promised, "Surely I'm with you always, to the very ends of the age."
耶稣说：“所以你们要去，十万民做我的门徒，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
Yes.
是的
I can see the very beginning of mission is started from us by offering ourselves as a living sacrifice to God.
是的，我看到，如果我们把自己作为活祭献给神的话，神就会差派我们，给我们服事的意向。
And this is the first step and a very important step we need to take.
这就是我们要服事上帝的第一步，必须把自己作为活祭献上。
It's not what we have done, but what we are as ourselves before God.
这不是我们自己能够做的，我们要求上帝来成就这样的旨意。
Are we ready?
你准备好了吗
？Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, we come before you this day. Father, we willing to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to you, which is irreversible.Which is become our constant reminder. What we have offered is forever yours. We have nothing to lose in this world. We have nothing to worry because we have offered everything to you as a living sacrifice. Father, thank you so much. Lord, listen to our prayer that whatever we do, we want to fulfill your will.As you have said, your food is to do God's will and to complete His work. Father, help us to see and help us to have this mind in us that we will never retreat, but we will always there and ready for you and in the service that you have called us in. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most holy and precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.